All right. Here we go. What's in the shot? First of all, the Childhood Wellness Plan. Everybody, 72 mandated vaccines by the age of 18. They start injecting pregnant women, second trimester. They give 99% of newborns hepatitis B vaccine. It contains biopersistent aluminum. It's the beginning of the problem. This is the scaffold that's been going on and on and on. In 1986, Congress gave Big Pharma carte blanche. Put in whatever you want. You have absolutely no liability. And in that year, the vaccine schedule tripled. I fell into grace, I call it, when I testified against vaccine mandates in our legislature. Maine had a 95% voluntary vaccination rate. People actually believed in them. And they passed it anyway. So now, you know, I don't have to tell you the rest of the story, but that's 72. And take a look at how many that is. Babies are getting 7 shots at the same time. You baby boomers out there, oh, yeah, vaccines are safe and effective. Don't you remember polio and all of that stuff? Well, guess what? You had maybe 4. These kids have 72. That means that the people who first started with the 72 shots, and now that doesn't count flu or Gardasil or shingles or pneumonia or all the stuff that they're doing, those people are now 35 years old. They've already entered the zombie apocalypse. Next slide. Okay. So this shot is experimental, and it did not get FDA approval. That was a complete fraud. Okay, so whatever is out there is still under an EUA, emergency use authorization. Next slide. We're going to go fast here. The synthetic mRNA is a program that they put into your body. It's not like anything that's ever seen. Next slide. Okay, and it instructs your cells to produce the spike protein. Next slide. The spike protein in itself creates the disease. Next. Okay, so it also contains fetal cell lines, kidney cells, retinal cells, lung cells. These are immortal, meaning that they are cancerous. And Vandersteel just told me that kidney cell is now, it's a flavor additive in all kinds of foods. It's shocking. Yeah. Check that out. And once Clay talked about that, Wikipedia changed their story. Nice. Okay, next slide. Okay. So it's unknown, the health implications of injecting fetal DNA from 1970 into your body. We don't know. Next slide. Okay, all these shots, the COVID, contain polyethylene glycol. 70% of people are allergic to this. Remember when they told you, go in, get your shot with an EpiPen. And then, think of how stupid this is. You'd lose your ability to breathe. And then they would say, oh, the shot is working. Did you see any of those stupid Facebook videos? I've had my second shot. I'm in bed. I've never been so sick. But I know it's working. Get your shot. Have you lost your minds? Okay, next slide. Okay. And then thousands of products contain polyethylene glycol, thousands of them, which means you've all had an opportunity to become sensitized. We didn't used to have that in things. Next slide. Polysorbate 80. Are you happy with your kids being injected with this stuff? They're about to experiment on babies and children under the age of 12 now. We should be outraged. Next slide. Which I can't read. Oh, this is one of my favorites. Luciferase. The shot contains a bioluminescent dye. Have you seen the black light? You have the shot, you put a black light on it. Good, you can see it throughout your entire body. Yay, next slide. Okay, SM-102, that's luciferase. It's a poison. Next slide. Okay, hydrogen nanoparticles. DARPA hydrogel. Next slide. And now, this is new ways to deliver drugs. By the way, you know when they say, oh, well, you don't need to have the shot, but you're going to have to be tested twice a week? You think that that test is benign? It is not. Next slide. Okay, so this is the DARPA hydrogel, and what it does, it puts these little fibers into your body that combine with your biologic tissue and begin to create an entire network within your pineal and all of that. Okay, next slide. Okay, so I want you to see how this stuff looks, and this is just from the swabs. Next slide. okay? Crystalline hydrogel, it makes all of these things within your body. The minute it goes in there, it starts. Next slide. Okay. The DARPA hydrogel creates blood clots. 60 to 70% of the people who've had the injection have a positive D-dimer test, meaning that will show that you have microclots. And it might not get you the first time, oh, hey, I'm just fine. Nothing's wrong with me. But wait a year, wait 2 years, wait 3 years. Next slide. Okay, then we have Spyance. Have you seen those things on Instagram? Damn, I got the shot and now the scissors are sticking to me, right? Okay, and that is because of super magnetite. This is a thing called magnification. You can't believe how diabolical the deep state is. Okay, next slide. Okay, graphene oxide. This stuff, I have an electrician friend. He goes, oh yeah, we use that. That conducts electricity really well. Yeah, that's the whole point. Injecting yourself with that. Next slide. Okay, graphene 666 is the chemical formulation. Does that sound familiar? And so that's in the shots. That's also a poison. Next slide. Okay, this is the cryptocurrency. 666. That's the patent number from the Gates Foundation to connect you to the to cryptocurrency social credit score. Next slide. Okay, this is classic symptoms of electromagnetic radiation. Now, this transmission you hear about is probably because the DARPA hydrogel has some kind of a voltage. So what people are getting when they're around a recently vaccinated people, bloody nose, 18-month-old babies, passing clots, that kind of thing, might be from the voltage of the DARPA hydrogel. We're not sure. And when that hydrogel goes through a hypodermic needle, the shearing force activates it. Next slide. Okay, and then this was all over the Olympics, Unilever. You know, they're combining artificial intelligence with biology. Okay, what could possibly go wrong? Next slide. Okay, and then 40 Mechanisms of Injury, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Every one of you needs to get Sherry's 40 Mechanisms of Injury. It's all from the peer-reviewed literature. All the links are there. She's got them as PDFs. DrTenpenny.com. Any naysayer, you read this, game over. Next slide. Okay. So far, we've had 701,559 severe injuries, and only 1% of the injuries are even reported. Next slide. And they don't want you to see us. Look at these. These are the frontline workers who went and got the shot. Now they can't walk. Now they can't work. And they're told, here's what they tell them, which women have been told forever. Oh, it's anxiety. It's all in your head. Let's just give you some Valium. You'll be fine, little lady. So there's thousands and thousands of these people who don't have anyone to go to because this has been done. Talk about crimes against humanity. Next slide. And that's 14,925 deaths so far. What in the world is going on? And if every one of you and everyone you know just stood up and said, we're done, do you understand it would just be over? Just be over. Next slide. Okay. Tom Renz, our hero, had a whistleblower come from the CDC who can prove that with one database only, one out of 11, there have been 45,000 deaths within the first 3 days of having the shot. But here's what happens when you go to the doctor. Same thing, by the way, if your kid has a shot and then begins to have seizures and loses the ability to speak and walk, oh, that's a coincidence. That's what they tell you. You've had the shot, you drop dead. Oh, that wasn't related. That must have been a coincidence. Are you kidding me? I'm disgusted with my profession. Absolutely disgusted. Next slide. Okay, when we had the swine flu, they stopped the program of the vaccines after 54 deaths. When is this going to stop? Not until we stop it. Next slide. Okay, myocarditis. 482 cases. This happens in young men. And now they want to do all of the major league sports and your school sports and so on. If one young man dies, it's too many. They wouldn't get COVID anyway. Okay, now, Clay told me to stop at 4:30. Okay, keep going. We got a little time. Okay. Teenage boys, 6 times more likely to have their heart problems with this shot. 6 times more likely. What are, okay, I'll tell you what we're doing. We are trying to kill off, as far as I can tell,